22-year-old Hugo Kahilihid is unbuckled from his stroller by his grandmother, Tuahid, so he can get a closer look at the white-handed gibbons.
This is Hugo's first time here. He was excited when I told him that I want to take him to see the animals.
A visit to the Honolulu Zoo off Kapahulu Avenue in Waikiki is a family tradition for Heed. She would bring her kids here quite a bit.
What's your favorite animal?
Monkey!
Oh, there you go, monkey!
For many keiki in Hawaii, a trip to the Honolulu Zoo is their first chance to see animals like monkeys, elephants, and for this group of students from Lincoln Elementary, flamingos.
Okay, guys, can you tell me what animal you're seeing over here?
Peacock.
Flamingo!
Very good. Where do you see a peacock?
Wilson Neal is one of the chaperones for today's field trip.
Besides just watching a film or reading a book, they actually get to experience and see it alive, an animal. Oh, we talked about that in class, this and that, yeah. So,
with more than 900 animals on its 42-acre property, the city-run Honolulu Zoo sees anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 visitors every day. Zoo operations depend largely on an annual $6.8 million from the city, but that only covers half of what it needs to be fully operational. Here's Honolulu City Councilwoman Kimberly Marcos Pine.
It's time that we be creative to find new revenue sources that don't hurt local people's pocketbooks.
She spearheaded a zoo sponsorship program based largely on public-private partnership models she found in zoos across the nation.
We cannot continue to run the city the way we have always had, where we just only depend on the taxpayer to carry the heavy burden of funding the city.
The program offers the public an opportunity to pay for more of what they want. A primate exhibit fan? The program allows you to finance the animal exhibit and in return be recognized for that contribution. Here's new Honolulu Zoo Director Linda Santos.
The sponsorship program, what it will do is it'll give people an opportunity if they want to sponsor, like a corporation wants to sponsor an exhibit, or maybe, you know, it could be something as small as redoing park benches or some kind of thing that'll enhance visitor experience.
Santos sees the sponsorship program as an opportunity to give the surrounding community a greater stake in the future of the zoo. For HPR News, I am Kuvehi Hiraishi.